Shalom Aleichem. For Parshas Re'eh, we have 60 Dvarei Torah, starting all the way at the beginning of the Parsha. We're at Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chafav. The Pasuk says as follows, Re'eh Anochi Nosen Lifnechem Hayom Bracha V'Klala. Look, today I'm giving you the option, Bracha or Klala, blessing or curse. The conventional way of explaining that is we have an option, one or the other. If we keep the Torah, we'll have Bracha. If we keep, if we don't keep the Torah, Rachman Litzan, it'll be Klala. The Sforno explains as follows, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us is that these are two extremes, and we have an option between them. The extremes are bracha on the one hand and klala on the other hand, and nothing in the middle there. He says as follows, lahasig ma shetivcharu. It's up to us to choose if we want the bracha or the klala and act accordingly. And I saw a nice explanation of this, that it's up to us, but there are only two options, meaning that it's either bracha, tremendous blessing, or on the other extreme, it's tremendous klala. And if we don't choose the bracha, there is nothing in the middle. There is no middle path. There is no mediocrity. It is automatically and by default going to be a klala. It is going to be a curse unless we choose to have the bracha. So it's in our hands, and obviously we should be choosing the bracha, but there are no other options, in fact, because it's either one or the other. There's no room for anything in the middle. There's no mediocrity. So that is Dvar Torah number one. Dvar Torah number two is on the same pasuk, and the Torah's Moshe says as follows. He brings a chazal in Kiddushin Daf Mem. It's actually a very famous Gemara that says that a person should always look at himself, and he should look at the world as if the world is 50-50. 50% zakai and 50% chayav. So 50% innocent, 50% mitzvahs, and 50% chayav. That the world is full of avera. So it's 50-50 that we have demerits and we have credits and demerits. And the individual, when he does one mitzvah, he is going to weigh the entire world in a positive way. There are going to be more schuyos then. There are going to be more credits. On the other hand, if he does one avera, it's going to unfortunately be the other. He's going to weigh the entire world, not only himself, but the entire world, lekaf chova, that it's going to be a demerit, and the entire world will be responsible and be punished accordingly. And he uses that, the Torah's Moshe uses that to explain why, when it says, Re'eh Anochi Noten Lifneichem Hayom Bracha U'Klala, see, view this, I'm giving you the option for good and bad. Why is the word Re'eh, look into this, investigate, why is that in single tense and not plural tense? And he explained as follows, that this is a message by the Torah to each individual, that each of us, each person individually has to make effort in every single act and act that we do, this act and that act, that we constantly have to be knowing, Anochi nosen lifnechem hayom bracha uklala. The Torah has given us the option. It has given us the choice that we have in front of us for this action that I'm about to take. I can do a bracha or I can do a klala. I can do a mitzvah or I can do an avera. And based on that, it's not going to only impact me and give me a credit or a discredit, but as we said, the Gemara in Kiddushin, that we have to view the entire world as 50-50. And accordingly, whatever act that I do, is it bracha or klala, that is going to be machriya, that is going to weigh the entire world and put it more into the bracha category or more into the klala category. And that's a very important message and lesson for all of us. Re'eh Anochi Nosen Lifneichem Hayom Bracha V'Klala. Look, each individual, we have the option and it's in front of us, and we can go for the bracha, we can go for the klala. It's not only going to be impacting us, but it is going to impact the world. And it's not only one action, it's each and every action that we take. We are now fast forwarding number three to Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Hei, Lishichnosi Drashu Uvas Hashama. You should seek out Hashem's presence and you should come there. So it's interesting, this Pasuk, it starts out with Lashon Rabim, plural tense, and then goes to single tense. Where is that? So Lishichno, you should seek out Tidrashu. Tidrashu, seeking out a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is Lashon Rabim, that is plural tense. And Basa, and you should come there, is single tense. So why do we have that changeover? And we'll add an additional question. So here we have this concept of being doresh, seeking out a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that was at the time that Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, and they'd have the Fuser Beis HaMikdash, and there was, as explained by the Ramban, that there was a mitzvah when going up to the Beis HaMikdash to seek out a Kadosh Baruch Hu, seek out where the Makom HaMikdash was, give kavod when you're walking all the way up to the Beis HaMikdash from a distance. You should tell people, where's the Beis HaMikdash? Join with me with the Beis HaMikdash. Come together, let's go to the Beis HaMikdash. That's seeking out a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that tells us as follows, and this is after the destruction of the Batei Mikdash. Chazal say, Tzion Hi, we're talking about Zion. We're talking about Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Makom HaMikdash, Vidrosh Ein La, and there's no one seeking it out. And we learn from that, says the Gemara, that it requires people, it requires Drisha, it requires investigation, it requires people to be looking for Tzion, but there's no one seeking it. And the Admor Migur asks as follows, what is this drisa, what is this investigation, the seeking that is required, that's necessary, that Chazal says, no one is investigating, no one's looking into why, what happened here, Tzion Hi, this is Zion that we're talking about, Vidrosh Ein La, and there's no one being investigating, no one, and we need drisa, what is this drisa that's necessary? So the Admor Migur says that it's talking about that we need to look into the reasons why the Batei Mikdash, especially the second base of Mikdash, was destroyed, and we need to fix it. And in order to understand how we can fix it, we have to understand what happened, and thereafter we need to fix it so it can be rebuilt. And obviously we know the answer when it came to the Bayis Sheni, Sinas Chinam, hatred from one Jew to the other. When we have to look into this and understand it, and we have to take it to the next step. It's not enough to go around and be saying, there's Sinas Chinam, Sinas Chinam, Sinas Chinam. We have to make a real effort to fix it with Ahava and Achdus. And in fact, says the Amor Migur, this is what is represented. There's a remez in our Pasuk as to what's going on here, what the problem was in the breakdown and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and what's necessary to rebuild it. And he says as follows, the problem, Lishichna Tidrashu, this investigation, Tidrashu is Lashon Rabim, that is representing that we were a rabbi. The problem is that we were all a group separately. We had many rabbim, is we were separated. We had disunity. Muflagim, plagim, peleg. Interestingly, there's a peleg, a group that broke off from Haredim. Peleg means disunity. And what's required here is that we have unity together. We have to get together as a rabbim, not as individuals and separate groups. And when we have so many groups, that's what the Admor Migur is saying here, that was the problem. That's why it starts with Lashon Rabim Tidrashu. Plural tense is that was the breakdown, that we had disunity. And in order to counteract that, the Pasuk is telling us, Ubata Shama, that we have to group together. Bata is Yachid. Yachid is that we have to group together, be one, be united. And it's only with that Koach of Achdus that we'll be able to fix things and have the Bayis Shlishi to be rebuilt. So that is number three. We're now moving forward to number four, talking about a Navi Sheker. We're in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Hey, then when there is a false prophet, a Navi Sheker, and that Navi Sheker is going to give false prophecies and try to get people off the derech. He's going to try to move people from being Ovdei Hashem to being Mekayim the Mitzvahs to follow him and follow his false prophecies and get them off. So the Pasuk in that context says as follows, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. We need to go after a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not these false prophets, not these people trying to get us off track. Well, so Sira, we need to fear a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vitzmistoshav Tishmo. We have to keep the mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Tariq mitzvahs, not any prophet, false prophet that comes and tries to take away from them, to add to them. We have to listen to the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not these false prophets. We worship Hashem, and we need to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's interesting here, the Admor Migur asks, is there's a very similar pasuk in last week's Parsha, Parshas Ve'aschan, and it says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, this is Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf, that we have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Tavu, we have to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Batid Bak, and we have to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why do we need it to be repeated here? Admittedly, it's in plural tense, but we had it in single tense, now we have it in plural tense, but why do we have to repeat basically the same concept? So he says beautifully as follows, that when things are going smoothly for Kol Yisrael. And we don't have people trying to incite us and to get us off the derech and off the path, then it's okay to say, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira in singletons. You, each individual, fear God, worship God, cleave to God. Because each individual can go a little bit on his own path. It's not necessary that we bind together and have unity because we aren't being attacked. And accordingly, when it's a time that we're not being attacked, but things are tranquil and we don't have these false prophets and the like going and attacking us, then it's okay. Single tense works. We can do that. It'll work. However, at a time like in our pasuk that it's talking about, that we have these Nevi'i Sheker, these false prophets, and these people that are attacking Klal Yisrael, and we have this phenomenon of people who have gone off the derech that try to get other people off the derech in mass, and they use mass media to get people off the derech. It's at a time like this, like we have the Nevi'i Sheker trying to push us in the wrong direction, that we have no other choice but we need to bind together. It's only with the Koach HaRabim that we're going to get together and we're going to be able to counteract these forces that are really trying to push us in the wrong directions. And that's what this Pasuk is talking about, says the Amor Migur, that we have to go after Kadosh Baruch Hu in a plural way. Plural tense. Fear of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Keep the mitzvahs. All this in plural tense, because we have these strong forces like the Navi Sheker and all the negative forces in the world nowadays trying to push us off. It's not going to be able to be withstood. Each individual is not going to be able to withstand this pressure, the pushing, these forces, but it only is going to require, what it is going to require, is the binding together, the kehila. Of Klal Yisrael, certainly in the shuls, in the kehilas, and even more on a global basis, in order so that we can withstand the forces that we are encountering nowadays. We are now moving forward to number 5, the mitzvah of tzedakah. And in fact, it starts out not with the mitzvah, but with the isra of not giving. We're now in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Zayin, famous Psukim, Kievacha Evyon, Me'achad Achecha. When you encounter somebody who's a destitute, somebody of your brethren, and the language is very, very important here, Me'achad, Me'achecha. And then it continues a little bit later in the Pasuk, Lo Se'amets Et Lavavcha, don't harden your heart, Lo Tikbos Et Yadcha, don't close your hand, Me'achicha ha'evuyon, from your brethren who is destitute. And what the Imre Shefer asks is, well, this is repetitive. It says twice in the pasuk, from your brother. It starts at the beginning, Yebecha evyon me'achadachecha, when you have somebody who's destitute, from somebody, one of your brethren. And at the end of it, it says the whole same thing. Don't harden your heart, don't close your hand. Me'achicha ha'evyon, from your brother who is destitute. So why does it need to say it twice? So the answer is as follows, that the way of the world is when somebody impoverished comes to you, and it happens to be somebody who's well-known, somebody who's dignified, somebody who you respect, it's very easy to give him tzedakah. And this is represented by the beginning of the pasuk. It says, Ki evecha evyon me'echad achecha. Echad is miyuchad, somebody special, somebody unique, somebody known, somebody dignified. In that instance, we're confident that your heart is going to desire to give. You're going to want to give. You're going to give. It's not going to be difficult for you to give. It's easy for people to give when there's a cause that they relate to, a person that they relate to, a person that is respected. This is a person that's coming to me and he has needs, or he's collecting for his needs. No problem whatsoever. But we have category number 2. It's not me'achad me'achecha. One of them, a unique, a special person, but it's just one of the brothers. Just the run-of-the-mill person. Me'achicha ha'evyon. He's not me'achad achecha. He's me'achicha. He's just one of the people. You don't relate to him. He's not dignified. He's not respected. He's a nothing. And he comes to you and he asks you for tzedakah. In this instance, is the concern. You're not going to want to give, and that's natural, and that's normal, and that's human nature. We're going to want to close our hearts and close our hands, but the pasuk tells us, especially here in the second category, just one of the run-of-the-mill poor people, lo te'ames es lavavcha, lo tikbos es yadcha, you have to be especially careful. Don't close your heart. Don't close your hand. He is me'achad avyon, ya me'achicha avyon. He's one of your brethren. He's in destitute. This is when you have to make a special effort to open up and give him the needs. And in fact, that's what the next pasuk says. And this is word number 6. We're on Perek Tedva Pasuk Ches. Ki pasoach tiftach hasyad chalo. You have to open your hand to him and you have to give. There's an interesting Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Yud that says as follows, that there was a Maisa that happened to Rav Papa, that he was going on some steps and they broke underneath them. He was in a tremendous sakana, big danger, broken steps, falls down. And Rav Chiya Bar Rav asks him as follows, is it possible that a poor person came to you for tzedakah and you didn't give him? So we have Rav Papa falling on the steps broke. And then we have Rav Chiya Bar Rav saying, it could be the reason is because he didn't give tzedakah to a poor person who he came to ask. And the question is, and this is the Gra's question, where does Rav Chiya Bar Rav get that there's a connection between broken steps, when the steps break, and not giving a poor person a parnasa, not giving him tzedakah? Where does he get this, that there's a connection? And the Vilna Gaon, and this is the great Vilna Gaon, the brilliant Vilna Gaon, who can come up with an answer like this. He says, if you look at the pasuk, if you look at the trup, that's the tamim, as to how the words are read when they were leaning from the Sefer Torah, ki pasoach tiftach, has under it what is called the trup of Darga and then a Tavir. Darga and Tavir. It's read as follows. Kipasoach tiftach. That's the Darga Tavir. What does Darga Tavir mean? Darga is a step. Tavir, we would say nowadays, shavir, broken. A broken step. And accordingly, says the Gra, that what happens when you don't, when you're not mekayim patoach tiftach, when you don't give the tzedakah, what happens is that the steps break, Darga Tavir. So that's the connection right under those words. Pasoach Tiftach is the Darga Tavir. The steps break when we are not mekayim the mitzvah of Patoach Tiftach Es Yadcha. And that's why the trup is right underneath. Patoach Tiftach, Darga Tavir. The steps break when you don't give the tzedakah, when you don't open your hands. Thank you so much for listening.